TerraGrid can be viewed as a technology-centric project that was delivering high-end resources to academic research projects. And it accomplished some very good things, taking that point of view. Under Exceed, we've taken a different perspective. We are taking a researcher-centric point of view. And so the objective here is really to create these environments for the researchers that facilitate their work. And that forces a somewhat different set of requirements in what we actually deploy and make available to folks. It also opens the set of potential researchers that we can benefit significantly. Currently, we support of order 7,000 individual researchers annually, conducting thousands of projects focused on these high-end resources. It's quite possible as we move forward into this new environment that we could grow that by an order of magnitude, but they would largely be folks not using the very high-end resources, but sharing resources amongst themselves and having access to data stores and other types of resources.
The idea here is more people taking a part in collaborative research projects?
So under TerraGrid, our focus was primarily on supporting academic research by those making use of very large-scale supercomputers. We certainly supported other things, but that was a primary focus. Under Exceed, we're trying to expand the scope of the research community that we're going to support. It's the case that research today is much more collaborative in nature. Grants and other projects involve researchers from multiple institutions, and they really don't have the right kind of infrastructure to support the sharing of their resources, their data, their tools, and just collaborating with one another.
Is it safe to say quantity rather than quality, or size rather than performance of this computer, or is that too much of a broad?
Well, I think the way to look at it is not so much access to the largest resources that are available out there, but how does a researcher have at their disposal everything they need to be productive in their work? Certainly, I want to be clear that we're not losing sight of the need for these high-end resources. It's very important. It's a absolutely necessary set of resources for a lot of research activities to be conducted. But there are many things that do not require those resources. And so with this new project, we're trying to expand our scope and support that community much more effectively.
Can you provide an example of certain projects that are starting up?
One of the larger research teams that we're working with is the Southern California Earthquake Center. And I think this is a great example because people have a good grasp of earthquakes. Even us in the Midwest, since we actually have a fault line not too far away. So we've been working with them because what their objective is, ultimately, is to be able to provide input to building codes for construction of buildings that are more resilient to earthquakes, and they focus on Southern California for fairly obvious reasons. Their work involves some very large-scale simulations on high-end systems coupled with a very large number of smaller scale simulations on modest systems. And the environment that we're building allows them to construct what we call a workflow that allows them to conduct the entire set of simulations through a single coordinated script, if you will. Whereas previously they would by hand have to manage every one of these individual simulations, 840,000 simulations for the small scale simulations. You can imagine doing that by hand is a bit cumbersome. In some sense, what we're trying to do is provide the base level infrastructure that's necessary for science and engineering to move forward in this country. And the analogy to think about is when you think of power grids, the plumbing system, the roadworks, these are all things that are simply there, and many, many people make use of them every day to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. We're trying to do this in the digital space to support academic research in science and engineering spaces. And so a measure of success for us is if we become almost transparent and people are able to do things much more effectively than they have in the past.